Now KRWG News, it's 6:45. Good morning, this is KC Counts. New Mexico State University is offering a graduate certificate program focusing on ethnic studies and the borderlands. Anthony Moreno talked with Dr. Dulcinea Lara, director of the program, to learn more.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the program. What does it really encompass? What's it about? What's its mission?
Sure, thank you. So the program is interdisciplinary. Ethnic studies is an interdisciplinary field, and so we are offering a graduate certificate. It's 5 courses with an introduction, methodology, theories class, and a capstone. And we currently have students enrolled already in our pilot year, which is very exciting. The idea is to provide an interdisciplinary education in looking at social issues, in looking at the ways that human relationships have formed over time. And so we do look at race and gender and class and these categories that define who we are in relationship to each other. The Borderlands piece of the program really wants to inform an education that is place-based, and so ethnic studies is usually very place-based with a sort of global historical context, and so then we put these two together to create the certificate.
So how do you think this program can really make an impact on education in New Mexico and our region?
Sure. So it's a really exciting time at the state level. A class action lawsuit was just settled last year in 2018. Yazi Martinez. So if people haven't heard about it, it's a lawsuit that advocates on behalf of Native American English language learners, students with disabilities, and overall low-income students in the K-12 public education system. And so the lawsuit's very interesting. If you look at it, it's pretty unprecedented, especially in New Mexico, to think about the dire situation in which most of our students exist. So I think over 70% of our youth population exists in poverty. We have high levels of food insecurity, of illiteracy, of issues with criminalization. And so New Mexico being in such a precarious situation of ranking 50th by most measures of wellness creates this situation by which we're looking for innovative solutions. And so I think ethnic studies comes in right at a really opportune moment, both in all of higher education. We're looking at how to affect change in communities that's sustainable and that is based in community knowledge and wisdom in land-based ways. And so I think that in order to look at the challenges that New Mexico faces, especially for young people, ethnic studies can be a really powerful conduit for that.
You mentioned, I mean, just this time in general, all the things that have happened in recent time dealing with ethnic studies. I'd kind of be interested to know about the conversations that are happening in your classes with this program. What are some of the challenging conversations? What are some things that are coming to light? What are you finding out as a professor in it?
So currently we have Las Cruces Public School educators. We're very excited to have 2 middle school teachers and 1 high school teacher. And they're very excited about the content. They're sharing these concepts and theories and historical knowledges with their students currently, and finding that they are challenging conversations, that young people are in a tough situation of trying to navigate a world that seems incredibly confusing at times. There's a lot of violence, there's a lot of image expectations, and so the teachers that I'm working with are dealing with this in their classrooms. We hosted an event on campus in November, and one of the youth organizers who sat on the panel spoke about how she's encountering 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds who are having identity crises. And so she kind of spun it and said, you know, usually midlife crisis happens in our 40s, and I'm finding young people who have no access to their own identity, who don't feel valued or worthwhile. And so I think at the end of the day, when we get through all the heavy reading and heavy lifting and the theoretical work, if you lay the question at its bare bones, it has to do with the value of the person. And so my background is in New Mexico history. And so looking at the ways that New Mexico has been shaped by external forces through colonization, through conquest, through territorialization, we're a very unique space in our resilience, but also in the ways that we've navigated these tumultuous times. And so our young people, I feel, in this moment historically are sort of receiving the legacy of that turbulence. And I feel like this education at this moment that we can offer, not just at NMSU, but it's happening statewide, it's happening regionally and across the country, is to explore those difficult moments when we kind of glossed over it as statehood or the celebration of the nation, right? There were consequences to certain groups of people in those celebrations. And so Ethnic Studies wants to lay bare those moments and really engage with all peoples across generations, across race, across genders, what happened in those moments and how can we think more thoroughly and critically through those spaces.
Dr. Dulcinea Lara, Director of the Borderlands and Ethnic Studies Program and Associate Professor in the Criminal Justice Department at NMSU.